But don't vote. Don't vote. Do not vote in the midterms. The Republicans have to lose.
Fuentes has learned of our strategy. He's saying Dems should have won in 2024. Yeah, because he's doing what he's saying the same thing as me, and he's correct. He's saying that Trump, by virtue of being like a terrible, abysmally unpopular candidate here, is dampening the chance of the Republican Party doing anything meaningful in the future. He's essentially saying, like, you know, Trump is embarrassing the movement, and therefore it like hurts us in the long term, which is what I'm saying about Gavin Newsom in 28 to an extent. And there is a synchronicity there. How is your analysis that this explosion is inevitable and we just plan for after the explosion any different from accelerationism? Well, to an extent, I do believe in accelerationism. I've talked about that. I talked about it after Trump won in 24. So there's that. But also, a lot of people put a lot of fuss into bringing about the collapse without putting a lot of thought into where they are and what they're doing during the collapse. You know, it's not just about, hey, bring about the end. If the end happens like right now, you think anything afterwards is going to be better? Don't be stupid. It's going to be worse, right? You have to prepare for it. You have to be aware of it, and that is not innately accelerationist. That's just that's good self-care. To be fair, the stance isn't really unheard of. The Dems did this leading up to FDR for every attempt to campaign on opposing the bad economic policies of the GOP failed electorally. And they just decided to let Republicans nuke the economy and they would clean up after. Yeah, that makes sense. I think I saw somebody on Twitter who was drawing this analogy before. Like, there are examples where people well understand that you don't want to overcommit when you don't have a winning hand because you're going to make things worse for yourself in the long run. But I don't remember exactly what that context was. I wish I remember what it was. It is true that also the end is a misnomer. Nothing really ends, you know? There are just like schisms and bottlenecks and shifts, paradigm shifts or whatever. But like end, people are like, well, what's the point of doing anything? It's like saying, you know, what's the point of brushing my teeth now when I'm 65, I'm going to get like lower back pain. It doesn't make any sense, you know? You do what you do as long as you can do and that's that. He's also saying people shouldn't vote in the midterms. Fuentes, I mean, that's the he. And that Republicans should get their ass handed in a platter. That's funny. I wonder if he does watch my shit.
But don't vote. Don't vote. Do not vote in the midterms. The Republicans have to lose. They have to lose. They have to crash and burn. A cleansing fire is the only thing that will save us. It cannot be fixed. Fuck them. Trump, fuck MAGA, fuck all this stuff. It can't be fixed. If it could have been fixed.
He literally does watch. You remember he said he stopped doing the catboy stuff because of you? I didn't even discourage him that hard, you know? I want him to live his truth.
It would have been fixed in 2025, but it wasn't. They made every mistake. Liberation Day, disaster. Doge, disaster. Big Beautiful Bill, disaster. Epstein Files, disaster. Iran, disaster. The personnel, Mike Waltz, disaster. Ratcliffe, disaster. Rubio, disaster. Pam Bondi, disaster. All self-inflicted. Trump personnel, Trump policy, Trump strategy, Trump playbook. We tried it your way. It didn't work. F*** you. Now we don't vote. That's the message. Seriously. Can't blame anybody else. Bad advice, bad advisors, Biden's economy. Enough already. It didn't work. We're not voting. I'm staying home.
The problem is he thinks Trump was too left. Well, no, because as has been established, Nick Fuentes doesn't really care that much about the Nazism thing, right? Politically. What he cares about is being an influencer and having funny, edgy positions. So the problem is that the Trump administration right now is really embarrassing because it's basically sort of denigrated the entire... For one, nothing's edgy anymore because now you have like neo-Nazis posting Nazi memes from the DHS and DOL accounts. Like literally, you like people who are physically spherical with like buck teeth going on there and doing like 4chan posting or whatever. Poll posting from government accounts. So for one, they're aping, you know, his demographic. They're taking his shit basically. But also, like he's identifying the fact that Trump has basically not gotten anything done and is actually just tanking conservatism optically for the American public, which is totally, completely true. Look, again, Fuentes doesn't really, no one actually wants a Nazi Germany anymore. Nobody wants a Nazi America. Nobody cares. Nobody actually wants 100 million deported. Nobody supports the policies or the money or the expenditures or the effort or the sentiment that would go into doing that. Everyone just wants to virtue or vice signal or whatever. You know, like there's no actual drive. What they want is a real narrative, which is why, and by the way, you know, I know that like Fuentes likes Mamdani or whatever, which is why Fuentes liked Bad Bunny's halftime show, which is why, like, you could, if you just flip the script a little bit, he'd be fine. He'd be like a Mamdani guy or whatever. You just want a narrative. Dems don't give a narrative. Republicans do. Any idea how his audience is taking all this? Without having seen it, my guess is that a core group of ideologically motivated neo-Nazis are very upset, but the larger portion are people who either view Nick Fuentes as like a funny lolcow or just a comedy guy who has a political bent, you know? A lot of you guys watch me because, like, I'm comedy or I'm insightful, you know, commentary with a political bent. It's normal. It's fine, you know? But I think a lot of you would be upset if I was like, you know, I don't actually care about the socialist project. This is boring. I'm going to move on. So there is a distinction there. Yes, I'm your favorite lolcow. I'm happy to be.
And you know what? I hope the Democrats impeach him. I hope the Democrats impeach all of them. I hope they indict everybody. I hope they depose and compel the release of documents. And I hope they find all the criminal behavior. And I hope it destroys the GOP. I hope it creates a crisis for the GOP so severe that they never recover. And then I hope we get a fucking Nazi to run in 28. And I mean that metaphorically. I don't mean that literally. I hope we get a f***ing fascist to run in 28 to burn the GOP down as a dark horse and win the presidency as a right-wing radical.
See, the problem here again is that we're already living in a presidency where all of the power is coming from those people. The single most powerful person in the Trump admin is Stephen Miller, who is literally a neo-Nazi. Trump might be a senile, like, boomer, you know, narcissist or whatever, but the people making the policy decisions are like the people running the DHS, the people running the DOJ, the people running the information apparatus. These are like actual Nazis, and it's embarrassing, and it always will be embarrassing. What he's referring to is like an imaginal. He's basically doing like what some people accuse lefties of doing with the, well, that wasn't real socialism, except in this case, these people are actual Nazis, you know. You know, this isn't what it looks like. This is gay and retarded. My version of Nazism won't be gay and retarded, but you always allude to the future because when it arrives in the present, it's gay and retarded. So in the future, you have to believe in the heterosexual intelligent fascism. Unfortunately, reality will continue to disappoint.
That is my hope. That is my playbook. That's what I want. I don't trust them anymore. They say, we just got to vote for Vance. No, shut up. I'm not listening to you. The same people.
I think Fuentes wants a return of the FDR regime. Oh, whoa, hold on. Trump, sorry. Fuentes would love FDR. He would love, there's nothing Fuentes, he would love it in two directions. For one, he would love the narrative. He wants like power in government. His favorite authoritarian leader is Stalin. He's not motivated by the Nazi stuff. He would like FDR on one hand that makes him an outsider. Yeah, but on the other hand, like FDR was a big power guy. I think what a lot of people are hungry for is just narrative. They just want narrative, you know? It's a fundamental, it's a common human experience, which is why they're embarrassed. The narrative looks bad right now, you know? They just want a narrative. They want a main character to fix things. How do they fix things? Doesn't really matter. The aesthetics of fixing things, that's more important.
They brought you this garbage, now want to sell you Vance. Uh-uh, I'm not listening. You people told me that Trump was going to deliver a golden age and mass deportations and $2 trillion in cuts and charter cities and all this crap. You lied. It didn't happen. Now you're selling us on Vance.
And Hitler promised a 1,000-year Reich. And what happened? That's just how your ideology works, dog. That's it's always going to be that way, man.
I don't think so. I'm not even listening anymore. I'm not voting. And they could say whatever they want. Say whatever you want. try and squirm and struggle and flail around. I am not listening anymore. I am not.
All right, he's right. He goes on for a while, I assume, just like this. Anyway, no, I mean, I think that to an extent there is a parallel here in the sense that he wants to distance himself from the administration because it's embarrassing for him. The difference being, of course, that like he's not ideologically motivated. I am. Even if I could get all the aura points in the world, like this is my credibility, okay? I kneeled before the cross that is the Democratic establishment. I advocated for people to vote for both Biden and Kamala Harris. I did not win any aura points with that. A lot of you might not remember, but the very first wave of big backlash that I got as a content creator was in 2020 advocating people vote for Biden. That was like a serious, like months and months of continued video essays and harassment and people hate posting about me and so on and so on. None of that was to my benefit. That did not advance my career or my clout or anything. I just believed what I believed, you know? And now my beliefs are shifting because I think the world is shifting and my perceptions of the world have to shift with it, you know? So it's not really about distancing myself from the Democrats to maintain a rhetorical distance so I can continue to be an outsider. It's that, you know, you got to do better than Gavin Newsom. I'm sorry. And you were wrong back then? Well, again, with the benefit of hindsight, I think that it would have been better if Trump won in 2020, but I don't think there's any way I could have predicted that back then. I don't think anybody back in 2020 would have assumed, like, not only will Biden be a do-nothing Democrat, but they won't do anything about Trump, and then Trump will win again, and the Democrats will just let him do whatever. Like, maybe some people were saying that, but I feel like that was a prediction born more out of cynicism than informed. Like, sometimes people are right because they're lucky, is what I'm saying. So you can say that's cope if you want. I'll take that. I'll fall on that sword. But I feel like we're in a worse timeline than a lot of people could have predicted fairly based on the evidence that was available in 2020. Eesh. Goddamn. But Biden was more progressive than you expected? Sure, but it didn't do anything. Like, Biden was more pro-LGBT than I expected, but support for LGBT rights went down during his presidency. You know, Biden was more pro-labor than I expected. But right now, in terms of like corporate deregulation and so on, we're in a worse position than we were at the end of the Trump era. So it's not like, sure, like he ended up being better. But what about, you know, yeah, not to mention Gaza. Did something happen in Gaza? If so, I haven't heard about it.